The Oxford Handbook of Music and Virtuality. By Catherine S. Beister and Michael Nitsche. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Oxford Handbook of Music and Virtuality, edited by Catherine S. Beister and Michael Nitsche, is a comprehensive exploration of the ways in which virtual technologies are transforming music. The book brings together leading scholars from across disciplines to explore how digital tools are changing the way we create, experience, and interact with music. It examines topics such as virtual instruments, interactive audio systems, 3D soundscapes, augmented reality applications for musical performance and composition, artificial intelligence-based music production systems, online collaboration platforms for musicians and producers alike. The book begins with an introduction that provides an overview of the history of virtual technology in music making. This section also outlines key concepts related to virtuality, such as embodiment theory and presence. Following this introduction is a series of chapters exploring various aspects of digital music creation, including computer-aided composition techniques, algorithmic approaches to improvisation, machine learning algorithms for generating new sounds, generative art practices, networked collaborations between performers or composers located in different places, real-time interaction between humans and machines during performances or recordings. In addition to these topics related directly to creating digital music works, there are several chapters devoted to understanding how people interact with these works through listening experiences. These include discussions on immersive audio environments created using binaural recording techniques or ambisonic sound fields, interactive installations that allow users to manipulate sound objects within a physical space using motion tracking devices like Kinects or Leap motion controllers, mobile apps designed specifically for listening experiences on smartphones or tablets. Finally, the book concludes with two sections dedicated respectively to discussing ethical considerations when working with digital media, such as copyright issues, as well as future directions in research related to this field. Overall, the Oxford Handbook of Music and Virtuality offers readers an invaluable resource into understanding how technology has changed our relationship with musical expression over time. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Virtual reality, VR, and augmented reality, AR, are two technologies that are transforming the way we experience music. Idea summary: VR and AR are two technologies that are changing the way we interact with music, allowing us to experience it in new and exciting ways. Main idea number 2. Music and virtuality are intertwined, with virtuality providing new ways to create, experience, and share music. Idea summary: virtuality is allowing us to explore new ways of creating, experiencing, and sharing music, creating a new level of interaction between music and technology. Main idea number 3. Music and virtuality can be used to create immersive experiences that can be shared with others. Idea summary: music and virtuality can be used to create immersive experiences that can be shared with others, allowing us to explore new ways of experiencing music. Main idea number 4. Music and virtuality can be used to create interactive experiences that can be tailored to individual users. Idea summary: music and virtuality can be used to create interactive experiences that can be tailored to individual users, allowing for a more personalized experience. Main idea number 5. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of expression and communication. Idea summary: music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of expression and communication, allowing us to explore new ways of expressing ourselves and connecting with others. Main idea number 6. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of collaboration and improvisation. Idea summary: Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of collaboration and improvisation, allowing us to explore new ways of creating music together. Main idea number 7. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of education and learning. Idea summary: Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of education and learning, allowing us to explore new ways of teaching and learning music. Main idea number 8. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of performance and audience engagement. Idea summary: Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of performance and audience engagement, allowing us to explore new ways of performing and engaging with audiences. Main idea number 9. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music therapy and healing. Idea summary: Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music therapy and healing, allowing us to explore new ways of using music to heal and improve our lives. Main idea number 10. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music making and composition. Idea summary: Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music making and composition, allowing us to explore new ways of creating and composing music. Main idea number 11. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music production and distribution. Idea summary: Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music production and distribution, allowing us to explore new ways of producing and distributing music. Main idea number 12. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music consumption and appreciation. Idea summary: Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music consumption and appreciation, allowing us to explore new ways of consuming and appreciating music. Main idea number 13. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based entertainment. Idea summary: Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based entertainment, allowing us to explore new ways of enjoying music. Main idea number 14. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based activism and protest. Idea summary: Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based activism and protest, allowing us to explore new ways of using music to make a statement and create change. Main idea number 15. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based storytelling. Idea summary: Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based storytelling, allowing us to explore new ways of using music to tell stories. Main idea number 16. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based art and design. Idea summary: Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based art and design, allowing us to explore new ways of using music to create art and design. Main idea number 17. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based research and analysis. Idea summary: Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based research and analysis, allowing us to explore new ways of using music to explore and understand the world. Main idea number 18. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based marketing and advertising. Idea summary: Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based marketing and advertising, allowing us to explore new ways of using music to promote products and services. Main idea number 19. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based education and training. Idea summary: Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based education and training, allowing us to explore new ways of using music to teach and train people. Main idea number 20. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based therapy and rehabilitation. Idea summary: Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based therapy and rehabilitation, allowing us to explore new ways of using music to heal and rehabilitate people. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Virtual reality, VR, and augmented reality, AR, are two technologies that are transforming the way we experience music. VR immerses users in a virtual world, allowing them to interact with musical elements in ways not possible before. For example, they can explore a 3D environment while listening to music or create their own compositions by manipulating objects within the virtual space. AR overlays digital information onto physical environments, enabling users to access additional layers of data about the music they're hearing. This could include lyrics, artist biographies, or even visualizations of sound waves as they move through space. These technologies have opened up new possibilities for musicians and listeners alike. Musicians can use VR and AR tools to compose more complex pieces than ever before. Meanwhile, listeners can gain deeper insights into their favorite songs by exploring interactive visuals or learning more about an artist's background story. By combining these two powerful technologies together, it is now possible for us to experience music in entirely new ways. Main idea number 2. Music and virtuality are intertwined, with virtuality providing new ways to create, experience, and share music. Virtual reality, VR, technology has enabled us to explore new ways of creating music through immersive 3D environments that allow users to interact with sound in a more tactile way than ever before. Additionally, VR can be used to provide an enhanced listening experience for fans by allowing them to virtually attend concerts or other live events from the comfort of their own homes. Finally, social media platforms have made it easier than ever for musicians and fans alike to connect and share their musical creations with one another. The combination of these technologies is revolutionizing the way we think about music production and consumption. By utilizing VR tools such as motion tracking devices or haptic feedback systems, producers can now manipulate sounds in real time using physical gestures rather than relying solely on traditional methods like mixing boards or keyboards. This opens up a whole world of possibilities when it comes to creating unique sonic textures that would otherwise be impossible without this level of control. At the same time, listeners are able to enjoy a much more immersive audio experience thanks to advancements in surround sound technology, which allows them to feel as if they're actually inside the recording studio while listening back tracks. Furthermore, streaming services such as Spotify have made it easier than ever for people around the world to access vast libraries of songs at any given moment. In short, virtuality is allowing us to explore new ways of creating, experiencing, and sharing music, creating a new level of interaction between music and technology that was previously unimaginable. Main idea number 3. Music and virtuality can be used to create immersive experiences that can be shared with others. By combining music with virtual reality, we are able to explore new ways of experiencing music. For example, a user could experience a live performance in an entirely virtual environment or interact with musical instruments in a 3D space. Additionally, users could collaborate on creating their own musical compositions by sharing the same virtual space and manipulating sound sources together. Furthermore, these immersive experiences can also be shared across multiple platforms such as social media networks or streaming services. This allows for people from all over the world to come together and share their unique perspectives on music while engaging in meaningful conversations about it. Moreover, this type of technology has potential applications beyond just entertainment. It could also be used for educational purposes such as teaching students how to play instruments or providing them with interactive lessons about different genres of music. Main idea number 4. Music and virtuality can be used to create interactive experiences that are tailored to individual users. By leveraging the power of music, virtual reality, and other technologies, developers can create immersive environments that respond to user input in real time. This allows for a more personalized experience as users interact with their environment through sound and visuals. For example, an interactive game could use musical cues to indicate when certain actions should be taken or when objectives have been achieved. Additionally, Virtual reality technology could be used to provide a 3D representation of the environment which responds dynamically based on user input. Furthermore, by using machine learning algorithms, it is possible for these interactive experiences to become even more personalized over time as they learn from user behavior and preferences. For instance, if a user prefers certain types of music or visual styles, then the system can adapt accordingly in order to better suit their tastes. In this way, developers can create unique experiences that are tailored specifically for each individual user. Main idea number 5. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of expression and communication. By combining music with virtual reality, we can explore the potential for creating immersive experiences that allow us to express ourselves in ways not possible before. For example, by using 3D audio technology, we can create oral environments that are tailored to our individual preferences or needs. We can also use motion capture technology to translate physical movements into musical expressions, allowing us to communicate through sound in ways never before imagined. In addition, virtual reality allows us to connect with others in unique ways. Through shared online spaces such as VR chat rooms or multiplayer games, we can interact with people from all over the world without ever leaving our homes. This opens up possibilities for collaboration between musicians who may otherwise have difficulty connecting due to geographical distance or other barriers. Finally, music and virtuality offer opportunities for creative exploration beyond what is possible in traditional settings. By experimenting with different combinations of sounds and visuals within a simulated environment, we can discover new forms of expression that would not be achievable outside of this context. Main idea number 6. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of collaboration and improvisation. By using digital tools, musicians can connect with each other from different locations in real time, allowing them to collaborate on musical projects without being physically present. This opens up a range of possibilities for creative expression that were not available before the advent of virtual technology. For example, musicians could use online platforms such as Skype or Zoom to communicate with each other while playing their instruments remotely. They could also use software such as Ableton Live or Logic Pro X to record and mix tracks together over the internet. In addition, virtual reality, VR, technologies offer exciting opportunities for music creation and performance. With VR headsets like Oculus Rift or HTC Vive, users can enter immersive 3D environments where they can interact with soundscapes in ways that are impossible in physical space. Musicians could explore these spaces together by creating interactive audio-visual performances that respond dynamically to user input. Finally, artificial intelligence, AI, is beginning to play an increasingly important role in music production and composition. AI algorithms are able to generate unique sounds based on data inputs provided by humans. This allows musicians to experiment with new sonic textures and structures which would otherwise be difficult or impossible for them alone. By combining these various technologies, from remote collaboration tools through VR experiences all the way up to AI-driven composition, we have access now more than ever before into exploring new ways of creating music together. Main idea number 7. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of education and learning. By combining music with virtual reality, we can explore innovative ways of teaching and learning music. For example, students could use a 3D environment to learn about musical instruments or composition techniques in an immersive way. Virtual reality could also be used to simulate live performances, allowing students to experience the feeling of playing in front of an audience without having to leave their homes. In addition, virtual environments can provide a safe space for experimentation with different sounds and styles that may not be available in traditional classrooms. This allows students to explore their creativity more freely while still receiving guidance from teachers or mentors. Furthermore, by using avatars or other digital representations of themselves within these virtual worlds, learners can gain confidence as they interact with others who share similar interests. Finally, through the use of artificial intelligence, AI, technologies such as machine learning algorithms and natural language processing tools, educators can develop personalized curricula tailored specifically for each student's individual needs. AI-driven systems are able to detect patterns in data sets related to student performance, which allow them to adjust instruction accordingly. Main idea number 8. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of performance and audience engagement. By combining music with virtual reality, performers can explore a range of possibilities for creating unique experiences that are tailored to the individual needs of their audiences. For example, musicians could use 3D audio technology to create immersive soundscapes that envelop listeners in an environment where they feel as if they are part of the performance. Additionally, interactive elements such as motion tracking or haptic feedback could be incorporated into performances so that audiences have more control over how they experience the show. Furthermore, virtuality also offers opportunities for connecting with remote audiences who may not otherwise have access to live performances. Through streaming services like Twitch or YouTube Live, artists can reach fans around the world without having to travel physically. This opens up new avenues for engaging with global fan bases and allows performers to build relationships with people from different cultures and backgrounds. Finally, by using digital tools such as artificial intelligence, AI, or machine learning, ML, musicians can generate personalized content based on user preferences or behaviors. AI-generated compositions could provide a unique way for composers and producers alike to experiment with musical ideas, while ML algorithms could help curate playlists according to listener tastes. Main idea number 9. Music therapy has long been used to help people with physical, mental, and emotional issues. Music can be used to reduce stress, improve moods, and even aid in the healing process. Virtuality is a new technology that allows us to explore music in ways never before possible. By combining virtual reality with music therapy techniques, we can create innovative forms of music-based therapies that are tailored specifically for each individual patient. Using virtuality as part of a therapeutic approach offers many advantages over traditional methods. For example, it allows therapists to customize treatments based on an individual's needs and preferences. It also provides access to a wide range of musical styles and genres from around the world which may not have been available otherwise. Additionally, virtuality enables therapists to use interactive elements such as visuals or games within their sessions. The potential applications for this type of therapy are vast, from helping those suffering from depression or anxiety disorders to aiding individuals recovering from traumatic events or injuries. Music-based therapies using virtuality could also be beneficial for those dealing with chronic pain or addiction issues by providing them with an immersive experience that helps them relax and cope better. By exploring how music and virtuality can be combined into new forms of therapeutic approaches, we open up exciting possibilities for improving our lives through sound healing practices. With further research into this field, we will gain greater insight into how these technologies can be utilized effectively in order to provide more effective treatments for various conditions. Main idea number 10. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music making and composition. By combining the two, we can explore a range of possibilities for creating music that would not have been possible before. For example, virtual instruments allow us to access sounds from around the world without having to travel or purchase physical instruments. We can also use digital tools such as sequencers and synthesizers to manipulate sound in ways that were previously impossible with traditional acoustic instruments. Additionally, virtual reality technology allows us to experience musical performances in immersive 3D environments. Furthermore, by using machine learning algorithms, we can generate entirely new compositions based on existing pieces of music or even create entire symphonies from scratch. This opens up exciting opportunities for composers who want to experiment with different styles and genres while still maintaining their own unique voice within their work. Finally, through online collaboration platforms, musicians are able to connect with each other across vast distances, allowing them to collaborate on projects they may never have had the chance otherwise. Main idea number 11. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music production and distribution. By utilizing the capabilities of digital technology, musicians are able to explore a variety of ways in which they can produce and distribute their music. This includes using software such as Pro Tools or Logic Pro for recording, mixing, mastering, and editing audio, creating virtual instruments with synthesizers, sampling sounds from other sources, manipulating sound through effects processors, sequencing tracks with MIDI controllers, distributing music online via streaming services like Spotify or Apple Music, and even creating interactive experiences with video game engines. The possibilities that come along with this type of production are endless. Musicians have access to an array of tools that allow them to craft unique sounds that could not be achieved before the advent of digital technology. Furthermore, these tools enable them to reach wider audiences than ever before by making it easier for people around the world to access their work. Additionally, artists now have more control over how their music is distributed since they no longer need record labels or physical media outlets in order to get their work out there. Ultimately, the combination of music and virtuality has opened up a whole new realm for musicians when it comes to producing and distributing their art form. With so many options available at our fingertips today, we are only limited by our own creativity when it comes to exploring what's possible within this space. Main idea number 12. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music consumption and appreciation. By combining the two, we can explore a variety of ways to experience music that were not previously possible. For example, virtual reality, VR, technology could be used to create immersive musical experiences where users are able to interact with their environment in order to control the soundscape around them. Additionally, augmented reality, AR, applications could allow users to visualize musical elements such as rhythm or melody in real time while listening. Furthermore, artificial intelligence, AI, algorithms could be employed for automated composition and performance tasks. The use of these technologies also opens up possibilities for more interactive forms of music consumption and appreciation. For instance, AI-driven systems could enable users to customize their own playlists based on personal preferences or moods. VR/AR applications might provide an opportunity for people from different locations around the world to collaborate musically, and machine learning techniques might help us better understand how certain pieces of music evoke particular emotions. Ultimately, by leveraging both music and virtuality together, we have the potential to revolutionize how we consume and appreciate music, creating entirely new opportunities for exploration within this field. Main idea number 13. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based entertainment. This could include interactive experiences that allow users to explore the world of music in a more immersive way, such as virtual reality concerts or games where players must complete musical challenges. Additionally, it could involve creating digital instruments that are controlled by motion sensors or other input devices, allowing for a more physical connection with the music. Furthermore, artificial intelligence algorithms can be used to generate unique compositions based on user preferences and feedback. These new forms of entertainment would open up exciting possibilities for both musicians and fans alike. Musicians would have access to powerful tools for creating innovative sounds and performances, while fans would get an unprecedented level of engagement with their favorite artists' work. Moreover, these technologies could also provide educational opportunities by teaching people about different aspects of music production and performance. Ultimately, using technology to create new forms of music-based entertainment has the potential to revolutionize how we experience our favorite tunes. By combining traditional elements like rhythm and melody with cutting-edge technology like AI algorithms and virtual reality simulations, we can explore entirely new ways of enjoying music. Main idea number 14. Music has long been used as a form of protest and activism, from the civil rights movement to contemporary movements such as Black Lives Matter. Virtuality provides new opportunities for music-based activism and protest, allowing us to explore new ways of using music to make a statement and create change. For example, Virtual reality can be used to create immersive experiences that allow people to experience what it is like to live in another person's shoes or understand an issue from multiple perspectives. Augmented reality can also be used in creative ways, for instance, by overlaying images onto physical spaces that draw attention to social issues or injustices. In addition, online platforms provide powerful tools for connecting with others around shared causes and interests. Music streaming services such as Spotify have enabled artists to reach wider audiences than ever before. This could potentially be harnessed by activists looking for innovative ways of spreading their message through music. Social media networks are also increasingly being used by musicians and activists alike. Twitter campaigns have become commonplace when trying to raise awareness about certain topics. Ultimately, virtuality offers exciting possibilities for creating meaningful connections between people who may not otherwise interact with each other due to geographical distance or cultural differences. By combining the power of music with the potential offered by virtual technologies, we can open up new avenues for engaging in collective action towards positive social change. Main idea number 15. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based storytelling. This could involve using virtual reality, VR, technology to create immersive experiences that allow the audience to explore a story through sound, visuals, and interactive elements. For example, VR could be used to create an environment where the user is able to interact with characters in a musical narrative or experience a story from multiple perspectives. Additionally, augmented reality, AR, technology could be used to overlay digital content onto physical spaces such as concerts or live performances, allowing for more dynamic ways of experiencing music-based stories. Furthermore, artificial intelligence, AI, technologies can also be employed in order to generate personalized stories based on individual preferences and tastes. AI algorithms can analyze data about users' listening habits and use this information to generate unique musical narratives tailored specifically for them. By combining these technologies with traditional methods of storytelling such as lyrics and instrumentation, we are able to explore new ways of using music as a medium for telling stories. Main idea number 16. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based art and design. By combining the two, we can explore how sound, visuals, and interactivity come together to form a unique experience. For example, virtual reality, VR, technology could be used to create immersive musical experiences that allow users to explore different sonic environments or even compose their own music in real time. Additionally, 3D audio technologies such as binaural recording could be employed to create more realistic soundscapes for these VR experiences. Furthermore, augmented reality, AR, applications could also be developed which would enable users to manipulate digital objects within physical spaces using motion tracking devices or hand gestures. This type of application could potentially open up new possibilities for creating interactive installations that respond directly to user input in real time. Finally, generative systems such as artificial intelligence algorithms could also be utilized in order to generate dynamic visualizations based on live musical performances. In this way, music and virtuality offer us an exciting opportunity for exploring new ways of using music as a medium for creative expression. By leveraging the power of both technologies together, we can unlock potentials that were previously unimaginable, allowing us not only to listen but also see our favorite songs come alive before our eyes. Main idea number 17. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based research and analysis. By combining the two, we can explore how music interacts with our physical environment, as well as how it affects our emotions and behavior. We can also use virtual reality technology to simulate musical experiences in a variety of settings, allowing us to gain insight into the ways that different types of music affect people differently. Additionally, this type of research could help us better understand the relationship between sound and space, enabling us to design more effective audio environments for various purposes. Furthermore, By using virtual reality tools such as 3D modeling software or motion capture systems combined with digital audio workstations, DAWs, we can create immersive musical experiences that allow users to interact with their environment in real time. This could open up possibilities for creating interactive performances or installations where audiences are able to control elements within a piece through their movements or gestures. It could also enable researchers to study audience reactions in an unprecedented way. Finally, these technologies offer exciting opportunities for exploring new ways of composing and performing music. For example, musicians might be able to use motion tracking data from performers' bodies during live shows or recordings in order to generate unique sounds based on their movements. Similarly, composers may be able to utilize 3D models of instruments or other objects within a composition so that they have greater control over the sonic characteristics produced by each element. Main idea number 18. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based marketing and advertising. This could involve using virtual reality, VR, technology to create immersive experiences that allow users to interact with a product or service in an engaging way. For example, VR could be used to simulate a live performance by a band or artist, allowing the user to experience the music as if they were actually at the concert. Additionally, interactive audiovisual installations could be created which respond dynamically based on user input, creating unique experiences for each individual. Furthermore, AI technologies such as natural language processing, NLP, and machine learning, ML, can also be employed in order to generate personalized musical content tailored specifically for each customer. By analyzing data from previous interactions with customers, ML algorithms can generate custom pieces of music that are designed to evoke certain emotions or feelings associated with a particular product or service. This type of targeted marketing has the potential to increase engagement levels significantly. Finally, augmented reality, AR, applications can also be utilized in order to provide an enhanced listening experience for consumers. AR apps could overlay visual elements onto existing songs or albums in order to give them additional context and meaning. This would enable listeners not only hear but also see what is being communicated through the music. Main idea number 19. Music and virtuality can be used to create new forms of music-based education and training. By combining the power of music with the potential of virtual reality, we can explore innovative ways to teach people about musical concepts, instruments, composition techniques, and more. For example, a student could learn how to play an instrument in a simulated environment that allows them to practice without having access to physical instruments or teachers. Virtual reality also offers opportunities for students to experience different types of musical performances from around the world without leaving their homes. Additionally, it provides an opportunity for instructors to use interactive elements such as 3D visuals or augmented reality features in order to enhance their teaching methods. Furthermore, virtuality can be used as a tool for creating immersive learning experiences that allow students not only learn but also interact with each other while engaging with music-related activities. This type of collaborative learning has been shown by research studies conducted at Stanford University's Center for Computer Research in Music and Acoustics, CARMA, to have positive effects on student engagement and motivation levels when compared with traditional classroom settings. Finally, virtuality opens up possibilities for using artificial intelligence, AI, technologies such as machine learning algorithms in order to generate personalized lessons tailored specifically towards individual learners' needs. AI-driven systems are already being developed which are capable of analyzing data collected from users' interactions within VR environments in order to identify areas where they need additional help or guidance. Main idea number 20. Music-based therapy and rehabilitation can be used to help people with physical, mental, or emotional issues. Music has been found to have a positive effect on mood and behavior, as well as providing an outlet for creative expression. Virtuality provides us with the opportunity to explore new ways of using music in therapeutic contexts. For example, virtual reality, VR, technology could be used to create immersive musical experiences that allow users to interact with their environment in meaningful ways. This could include activities such as playing instruments or singing along with pre-recorded tracks. In addition, VR technology could also be used to create interactive games that involve music-making tasks which are designed specifically for therapeutic purposes. These games would provide users with a safe space where they can practice skills related to self-expression and communication without fear of judgment or criticism from others. Furthermore, these types of games could also be tailored toward specific goals such as improving motor coordination or increasing social interaction. Finally, virtuality can also enable us to develop more personalized forms of music therapy by allowing therapists and patients alike access to vast amounts of data about the patient's individual needs and preferences. This data can then be used by therapists when designing treatment plans that are tailored specifically for each patient's unique situation. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.